Mutim the raya, you have to do it that way. Where's the raya? Like Rashi says, Menor Tamer, where's my raya? The Moedi Reb Lezer, the Kama, the Eshle Shnuya Mashninen, the Taninan, where's the raya to say that when you could change it, to do it life in the Vishinui, that's only Midi Rabbonin, you have to do it that way, and you have no right to do it to Yisri the raya. Where's my raya that he holds this word? Mahi, the Tanya we learned, Koyain Shaosa Loboy Yabelis, a Koyain that has a growth that's growing on his body. Is Alocha Chaveroi Choit Choloi Bishinov. Who could cut off the growth on Shabbos? Your chaver, and even your friend can't use a knife, has to use his teeth. He has to bite it off. If he bites it off, then it's okay. Yeah, to cut off the growth on Shabbos, that's also midiraisa. That you can't do only with Shina with your teeth. Piafino Bishinov, even doing with your teeth, Chaveroyin, who could do it? Not even you. Your friend has to do it. V'iloy, but you can't do it. The Chaveroyin Mesakin Leshaper, because when your friend cuts off the growth from your body, he's not going to do such a good job. So that's a bigger shinui. V'ochi yom mesech teshavas v'erikam atzniya. The pligi Reb Lezer Rabbonin benoitu siponov zu bezu abishinish Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Lezer holds there as an issa diraisa even with your hands. If you peel off your nail, even with your hand, is also midiraisa. The Chum say no. If you don't use a knife or scissors, just your hands, peeling off your nails is only midrabbonim. Even Reb Lezer says by peeling off the nails with your hand, it's only if you yourself do it. But if you peel off somebody else's nails, pshit it's only yasim midrabbonim. So I call upon him, when somebody else does it, it's a bigger shinui. So here we see a din that says what? That a kohen that has a yabela, so right now it's called a mum on the kohen, he's not allowed to do the avoida. So if he wants to do the avoida on Shabbos, he has to have somebody else bite it off. Yeah. And we die b'shina mikli loy chaver in iloy. Now, mommy, who does this price to go like? Iloy merabonan uve migdosh. If you say this price goes according to the rabbonan shita, that the rabbonan shita is that an isid iraisa is never doicha. Mashira mitzvah na doicha. Uve migdosh. Now, it's talking about in the base of Migdash or Koyin that wants to do the avoid now. It's Kivan the Yami Rabbonim Biyalmo Mishum Shvus Hocha Malihu Mali Chaverin. Now the Rabbonim holds that cutting off the growth with your hand is called the Shinui. It's not the normal manner. Therefore, it's only Yosim the Rabbonim. Now, according to the Rabbonim, once you're doing an Issa the Rabbonim here, Malihu Mali Chaverin, why do you have to have Yechava to do it? What's wrong if you do it? Even if you do it with your hand, there's no issur d'oraisa involved. It's only us and the rabbanim. So why can't you do it? Rashi says, "Ilei merabbanim diyamri machshire mitzvah loy dochi av malochem." The rabbanim shita is if you have to do an issur d'oraisa for a hechshir mitzvah to make the mitzvah roy to be done, it's never doicha. Just like we hold a loch like that of avada by mila. If you lost your knife, you can't make a knife on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry the knife to the mila on Shabbos. We hold hechshir mitzvah is not doicha. Here also, if the kohen wants to do the malach on Shabbos, now that he has a growth on him, that he's a bal mum, he has no right midiraisa to cut off the mum on Shabbos. Now, why do the rabbanan say it's muti here then? The yashmin and the shvus dochi. The Torah says, though, since you're only doing it with your hands, not with a knife, it's only yosim midirabbanan. Midirabbanan, you are allowed to do nisa the rabbanan with sarach gevoya. Kogain b'shinov, yebechaveroi. Kogain sha'osoloi b'shabbos. Tlayev shalal mishkalem yesmo. The growth first grew on Shabbos. You couldn't take it off yesterday. So, kivon the Yom Rabbanan legabe dover eshus the night liyatsmoi zu bezu oy b'shin of en kanel mishum shvus of the hocha the gshar bechaveru mishum shvus the migdash the shtar nam liyatsmoi to iya gufo nam mishvusu. As according to the Rabbanan Svarim, that the reason why it's mutter to cut off this growth is because an issa shvus amid the Rabbanan will make them the base of migdash. That's the Svarim, not because hechsha mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. Hechshir mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. The svar is since it's only an issa, midi rabbanon, an issa the rabbanon didn't make in the migdash. So b'zoi, why do the brisa say that you have to have your friend cut it off with his teeth? Why can't you do it with your teeth? What do you have to have your friend for? Once you're doing it with your tooth, it's only us midi rabbanon. And once it's an issa the rabbanon svar is the rabbanon will matter shvusim in the base of migdash. So there shouldn't be any chiluk. Why should you need your friend to do it? Havada, you should be allowed to do it. Elamai tzuraya. Elo lav Reb Lezer. Avada, this brice has to go to the corner to Reb Lezer Shita. That Reb Lezer Shita is that Machshire Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos. The Yoma Bialmo Chayiv Chatis. And Reb Lezer Tak holds that even using your hands is also an issur d'oraisa, pulling it off. Now, v'hocha, af agav de machshir mitzvah derechin es haShabbos, even though really you should be allowed to use a knife even to cut off this wart from yourself. Because Reb Lezer Shitter is that mahechshir mitzvah is also derech haShabbos. And this is called the hechshir mitzvah. Because the Kohen wants to do the avodah, he wants to bring the korban atomid, which is derech haShabbos. But right now the Kohen has a mum on him, he's not ready to do it. So it's a hechshir mitzvah to cut off the mum on Shabbos. So really it should be mutter. Still Reb Lezer holds, kama the yesh l'shnuy mashninon, that as long as you can make a bigger shinui, make the bigger machine as possible. So therefore, do it by the teeth, not with your hands, and even with your teeth, don't do it yourself, let your chaver do it. So you see, according to Reb Lezer, the hechshir mitzvah is derech haShabbos still. Is the biggest shinui you could do the biggest shinui. So it's right what we're saying also, that's Chan Al Mishnah. Our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer, that hechshir mitzvah is derech haShabbos. That's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to pull off the ward from the behemoth, but only with your hand, not with the kli. Because since you couldn't make a shinui, you have to do the shinui, like it says here. Rashi Allah Reb Lezahi, the Yoma Benoito Bishin of Liatzmaid Bialmo, Shalay the Mitzvah the Chayat Chatz. It's even cutting off with your teeth, is also awesome in the Raisa. O Mishimachi, Yochinami, Kivan the Yashim Chavero, then it's very good. What does Reb Lezer say here, Badafki, your friend has to do it and not you? Because if you do it, it's an Issa the Raisa. Even though Hechshir Mitzvah is Deichab, but when you could have your friend do it, which will only be awesome. But Rabbanim, you have to have your friend do it, or not you. If your friend do it, only Rabbanim. We don't let you yourself do it to be over this the raisa. Well, the mishkla of nafshei. The afagab yom rab lezer machshir mitzvah deichin av malacha. Or the kam of the yeshlo shnu yemashninim. That's the raya. Even though there's no other way to do it, you have a right to do an issur d'oraisa. But when you have another way to do it with a shinui, that's only yosim the rabbanon. You only allowed to do it with a shinui. So that's the raya. That's rab lezer shita, and that's pshat now mishnah. So the gemara name. Gemara loy. I tell you, there's no raya. Liyolam rabbanon. I'll tell you, no. The pshat is less bright to go to the corn to rabbanon shita. That take it true, that's only mutter because it's mitzvah rabbanon. So the question is, if I take it off with your teeth, it's only awesome mitzvah rabbanon, and in the rabbanon we're making on the base of Migdash, why do you have to have your friend to do it? We also decrease soy hachinami. If the growth was on your stomach that you could bend down and bite it off, it's take it true, you could do it to yourself. We're talking about the growth is on your back. That lamaisa, you can't get it off your back yourself. That's why you need your chavrum. Hey, to use the scissors, you're not allowed to. That's nisi d'raisa. We're only matter to bite it off with your hands. Now, with your hands or to bite it off, you can't reach in the back. So, therefore, the eitzer is only to let your friend do it. Over atzila yoder, else the back of your arm that you can't reach. The iyu leimotzi shokula, he himself can't do it. But enechnami, in a place that you could reach, avad according to the rabbanon shita, that the heter here is because you're doing an issur d'rabbanon, and the issur d'rabbanon is mekel's mutu in the base of Migdash, there wouldn't be enough kumin if you bite it off or your friend bites it off, because it's both only us with the rabbanon. Why does the brisa say your friend? Because it's practical, you can reach it, that's why you need your friend. Yeah. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. The rabbanon, if you want to tell me the brisa goes according to the rabbanon shita, that what? That really machshir manato yichishabes. And the heter is only because you're doing your shvus, because it's only yosim with the rabbanon. Habizai, you have a kasha. Nishkele nahalei biyad. Why does the braisa say that you have to use your friend and he has to use his teeth? So he answered, why do you need your friend? Because lamaisa, you can't get to it. It's talking about from the back in your back or by the back of your arm that you can't reach it. But why does your friend Badavka have to use his teeth? Why can't your friend use his yad? For the teeth shirt Reb Lezer, and we should be pushed according to Reb Lezer. The what? The Yomer Reb Lezer says there that machloik is beyond. The machloik is between the Rabbonin and Reb Lezer. If you, like, rip off your nails with your hand, is that also midiraisa or not? So the machloik says by using your hand, that by using your hand, just peeling off your nails with your hand, on that the Rabbonin say even beyond is only also midirabonin. I will be clean. But when you use a scissors or a knife to cut off your nails, then divri hakol chayiv. Then everybody holds its chayiv. So the kasher is now, according to this pshat, and according to the rabbonin, as long as you're using your hands, you're not using a nail to pull off the nail, or here we're talking about you have a growth on the body, and you want to take it off, as long as you use your hands, not a knife, it's only yosim the rabbonin. So if you tell me now that this braisa goes according to the rabbonin, why does it say the chaver, or your friend, has to use his teeth? Why can't he use his hands? the chura using your hands is also asim mid rabbonin. And once there's only an isim mid rabbonin, that's why it's mutter. It's not mutter because hechsher mitzvah is doicha. It's mutter because on a shavus, that's something that's only asim mid rabbonin, where you say the cloud was nageh to the base of Migdash, the rabbonin didn't make the gzera. So here we want the kohen to be able to do the avoida. The way the kohen is now that he has this growth, he's a bal mum. So by taking off the growth, that's called the hechsher, for a korbonis to make the kohen roi to do the avoida. Or not the hechsher, that's called the mitzvah in the Migdash. So if the rabbonin sheet there is that any shvus, it's mutter in the Migdash, so why dafke with your mouth, why don't you set sign biyat with your hand? So semchur tzaraya that the bright is not so going according to rabbonin, but it's going like we said before according to Reb Lezer. And we have a raya that efshe the mashninim mashninim. As much as you can make a difference, you have to do it by differently. For the Gemara no l'taymet, even according to you, the Reb Lezer nami, even if the brisa goes according to Reb Lezer, lishkenet nahalei biyad. True, you have to make a shinu. You shouldn't do it. Your friend should do it. But why do you have to have two shinuim? Your friend with his mouth. Why can't your friend do it with his hand? So the Gemara high mind. That's no kasha. Iyam rid bishleima Reb Lezer. If you tell me it goes according to Reb Lezer here. So that's what we have a svara to say. The same way you should not use the kli. That's why you should not use the yad either. In other words, according to Reb Lezer, really machshire mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. So really, you should be allowed even to use a knife to cut off your growth. Now, why do we say you have to use a shinui? Why do you have to use somebody else's teeth? Because efshe the mashnin, as much as a shinui you could do. Not to do an Issi D'Raisa, it's Tveyot that it's better to do that, not to come to do an Issi D'Raisa. So therefore true, one shinu is that your friend is doing it and not you. Now even when your friend does it, he could do it two ways. He could do it with his hand, or else he could do it with his mouth. Now the reason why we're machmen tell him only to do it with his teeth, because it's exerut that goes to Yadot Kli. In other words, we the whole svar of why you have to make shinuyim, do as most as possible, like not to be over an Issi D'Raisa. So as far as way is an Issa D'Raisa to do, we make you do. So the biggest shinu is to do with your mouth. That's why we're told to do with your mouth. So Mele, according to Reb Lezer, it's good. Eli Yamrit Rabbonon here. But if you want to tell me this price goes according to Rabbonon, Nishkanen Nahalei Biyad. According to Rabbonon, the only svar is that since it's only Yosem and Rabbonon, it's Mutter. So Bezoi, the Issa just should have been Biyad. It should have been enough. Why dafka with your mouth? So the Marv is Sula Midi. We can't ask any more questions, but for sure it goes according to Reb Lezer, like we're saying, and not according to Rabbonin. Yezok the Mishnah. Koyen shaloka bietzbo. A koyen that got a wound on his hand. Is the halacha korech le'agami b'migdash. This is allowed to put leaves on the wound. Avoloi b'medina. But chutz from the base of Migdash is also, because the chiddush of the Mishnah is that agami, a leaf, is a refuah. It heals up the wound. And you're not allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos. So therefore, not in the Beis Hamikdash is also to put this gamma, this leaf, on a wound on Shabbos. But in the Beis Hamikdash, the other Rabbanim will make on their shvusim. Mashenkinim lohitzi dam. Let's say your purpose of putting this leaf around your wound is to do it tight to make the blood come out, which is this idiraisa. Then pshita kan v'kan osir. Even in the Beis Hamikdash, it's osir because you have no heter to do an idiraisa. It's only a svaru umate shvusim in the Beis Hamikdash, but not an idiraisa. Like Rashi says, the alpha pisha gami merapa esamaki, even though it heals the wound, hayo v'hash demil tzarech avoidhi, the lav urchayi shetira makosa yim avoidam, mechas chayitza begami. Since when the kohen's doing the avoid, it's not nice, he should have like a red spot here, a wound. So it's not nice. So therefore, tzarech gavoya would matter the kohen to put this gami, this leaf, on the wound, even though it's healing the wound. Since that's called tzarech gavoya, would matter a shvus. Mashenken, if lohitzi adam, to make the blood come out, nisi deraisa, they were machmir. So, the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, b'rei de Rav Chiyah. Loishonu el agami. The Mishnah says a kohen, b'shas is doing the avoida, is allowed to put a leaf over the wound. It only means a leaf. That's not choshev at all. But tzulzul cotton, like a little bandit, a little begin, a little type of a handkerchief you want to wrap around the wound, that's also. A kohen can't wear a handkerchief around his body when he's doing the avoida. You know why? Have a yitu begodim. That's called another begin. And the locher is a kohen is only allowed to wear his begodim. A kohen head, you can only wear four begodim. There's an issa for a tim, b'shas, doing the avoida, to wear a fifth begin. Or a kohen godim can only wear eight begodim, not more. See, if the kohen is going to have on his wound a begin wrapped around the wound, that's called an extra begin. That's also to wear. That's what Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de b'chiyah holds. Rashi tzutzel cotton, that means also cotton, a small belt. No, it's nice, k'moshi chagur b'tzutzel. So have a yit to begodim. Fatanya b'shchitas kotcher perk sheni. Lov v'shnei mechnes naim shnei avnetim chosar achas or yosar achas or shoyslo ritiyah b'soroi tachas bigda v'yobin avadosa v'os apsula. V'yabal osu mikroi b'nei yarvin apostol akana b'kohuna klayma. B'dig day hedyut haskikim lehem. Kulehem. Koyin hedyut. Shalavish big day koyin godless apostol. Kids, so you can't have more than four begodim on you. That's a yitta begodim. So here also, just to have a belt around you is called yitta begodim. Rabbi Yechon Amar no. Rabbi Yechon Amar lo yomru yitta begodim ela b'mokim begodim. There's only an issa to put another begod on the mokim of your body where usually you have a begod. So if you have a cut on your finger, you don't wear gloves. It's not a begod there, so you're allowed to put a belt around the wound. There wouldn't be any issa of yitta begodim. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. But on your fingers, where the coin doesn't wear any begodim at all, there's no issa yita begodim. So according to Rabbi Yechon, you would even allow to put a belt around your wound. Slav dafka gami. Or we'll see later, the chiddush of a gami is that even though a gami, a leaf, is marapa, heals the wound, still it's mutter. But to put on a belt, sheet is mutter, according to Rabbi Yechon. For the Gemara, why is it mutter? For tevig le mishum chatzitza. The lach is when a kohen does the avodah, his hand has to touch the dam. When he makes his riko, his hand itself has to touch the dam. If there's anything in between the dam and his hand, it's posel. So if he has a belt around his hand, it's a chatzitza. How can he do the avodah? And the Gemara b'Shmuel, it's talking about the wound was on his left hand, and the left hand you don't do the avodah, you only use your right hand. Therefore, there's no chatzitza on the left hand. Inami b'yamin, or else I'll tell you the wound is on the right hand. Abishlei b'makam avodah. It's not on the bottom part of the fingers that have to touch the blood. It's the other part of the fingers, the part of the hand that doesn't touch the blood. You're not doing the avodah. So therefore, there's no issa chatzitza. And if Yechon says there's no issa of wearing more begodim, so that issa is only b'makam of the body that you have other begodim. You can't wear two or other begodim. But the makam of the hand that has no begodim, there's smutta. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. So the Gemara pleaded the Rava. Rabbi Yechon argues on Rava. The Yomar Rava Omer Rabbi Chizda. Rava said over the name of Rabbi Chizda like this. B'mokim begodim. True. In a place of the body that usually you have your shirt, the Michnasayim, or the Kaiba, the Kain has his hat, or the Michnasayim, on those places, Afilo Neima Achas Chetzetis. You should know, even if a string just is on that part of the body, it's called a Chatzitza. Because the halacha of the Big Day Kuna is, the begodim have to like touch the body. There can't be any chatzitza in between the body and the begodim. So not because he's wearing an extra begad here. Even if they just have a small band-aid there on his body. But if the band-aid is underneath the shirt, that's possible. Because the loch is there can't be any chatzitza, anything separating his body and the begodim. That's a loch in the begodim. The begodim have to be totally right on top of his body. So may lebemakam the begodim. Anything you have, even a string that's there, another string that's underneath the begodim, is possible. Because it's a chatzitza. What about shloi bemakam begodim? What about a place on the body that he usually doesn't have any begodim? Like his hands. He doesn't have any clothing on his hands. Now, Rav Chizda is like this. Sholosh al sholosh chatzetis. That if the begid, whatever you're putting on there, the shmata, is three tefachim by three tefachim, it's called the begid. Even though the Gemara says Lashon of Chetzetes, that is separating, Rashi says Chetzetes Lav Davka. It means that Isser Al Yitta Begodim. You're wearing another Begad. Because once the cloth is the size of 3 by 3 Tzvachim, that's a Chosha Bashir to give it a shame Begad. And a Koyin B'Shasti Avoid is not allowed to wear other Begodim. So this is not like Rabbi Yechonon. Even though he's putting it on his hand, that's not B'mokim Begodim, still there's an Isser to wear other Begodim there. Anything that's Sholosh Al Sholosh is Chetzetes. Pachas Misholosh Al Sholosh. Let's say this cloth is less than 3 by 3, then ain't a chatzetis. Then it doesn't have a shem begad, and there's no issur of yitta begodim. And Rashi says, Gimel gimel chatzetis, techivon de begad mikri, since it's called a begad, have a yitta begodim. The issur is he's wearing more begodim. Why does it say it's just a chatzitza, it's a separation? Mishum deresha, Ari. B'nei machas amokim begodim. It says here the same lashon. But here, according to Rav Chizda, any time you have a piece of cloth that's more than 3 by 3, even though it's on your hand, that's not a mokum avoida, not a mokum begodim. Still, there is an iser yita begodim. Now the Gemara says, Ad Rabbi Yechonon vade pligi. On Rabbi Yechonon pshita is a machlokes. Rav Chizda saying not like that. Rav Yechonon just got finished saying there's no issa yisa begodim, shlei b'mokim begodim. And here Rav Chizda says clearly there is. That as long as that piece of cloth is more than 3 by 3, there's an issa yisa begodim. So cloth is the machlokes for Rav Yechonon and Rav Chizda. What about that Rav Yehuda bread the Rav Chiyah? is he mechulik on Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya? So what was his din? That was the first din of the Gemara. Now again, Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya loishanu ela begami. He said that the Mishnah says the Kohen can put something on his makir is only a small leaf. But to put a small belt, that's us ever eat a begodim. So he's saying what, even a small belt, the chur, the kashri, this is even less than sholosh ha-sholosh. So the chur, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya, also argues on Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Chizda said it's only yasser if you have a kopon and a begad the size of 3x3. And the chur of Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya said no, even a smaller size is yasser. Even a tzutzu cut and a small belt is yasser to put around the womb. So is there a machlekes or not? So the Gemara, me name a pligi, is it a machlekes? And the Gemara, no, maybe there's no machlekes. I tell you, even Rabbi Chizda would be moida to Rabbi Yehuda bread Rabbi Chiya, because the svar is shani tzutzu katan the chashiva, the chashiv. Since a small belt, even though it's smaller than 3x3, but it's a chashiv a size. It's a chashiv a size. That's why shublai basa. Since it's a chashiv a zaka, the tzutzu katan, that's why it's aser. So here, even Rabbi Chizda is moida. You need 3x3. That's when you stam have a shmata, a piece of cloth. But when you have a chashiv a belt, then even no matter how small it is, there'll be the Issa Yitzah Begodim. So the Bible is only two machlokes in. Rabbi Yechon holds there's no Issa Yitzah Begodim, Shlei B'Makim Begodim, and Rabbi Chizda holds there is. Lishnachrina, another pshat is like this. Lishnachrina Amri Lei, Omri Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chiya. That Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya said, the first din, Lo'eshonu El Agami, it's only mut in the Mishnah to put a leaf. Aval Tzutzu Katan Chaitis, but a small bell taker, it's also because that's called a Chatzitza, means the Yitzah Begodim. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, this is the chiluk now. This is the chiluk of the Lishnachrina. So far, it's the same that we had before. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, loy amru chatzitza bepachas mishalosh hasholosh. Rabbi Yechon says no. Even a small belt you are allowed to put around your hand, because there's no issa yita begodim if it's less than 3x3. Ela b'makim begodim. Only if you put that small belt b'makim where you're wearing begodim. And then it's not that issa of yita begodim, more begodim. The other issa is a chatzitza. That the mechlesayim, the kohen is wearing, is not on his body. There's something in between the mechlesayim and his body. So b'makim begodim is mechlesayim, then it's also not how small it is. Avos shlei b'makim begodim. But when wearing another begad that's not on the makim of his mechlesayim, his begodim, then even Rabbi Yechon holds. Sholosh ha-sholosh chatzetzes. If the cloth is the size of 3x3, that's a chashuv b'shir.